Blog Talk Radio.
Wealthy Sisters is on the air. Wealthy Sisters, the show that features six and seven figure earning women of color. Tune in Mondays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time as entrepreneur, author, speaker Deborah Hartnett showcases the triumphant journey of these powerful sisters. You'll be inspired, encouraged, and informed every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Our call-in number is 347-838-9278 or listen live 24 hours a day at www.wealthysisters.com. Now, our host, Deborah Hartnett.
Well, hello, 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 and welcome to Wealthy Sisters Radio, sponsored by Wealthy Sisters Media Group, where you can visit us for all your branding, publishing needs. You can go to WealthySistersMedia.com. That's right. Visit us at WealthySistersMedia.com. Here on Wealthy Sisters Radio, we love to celebrate the lives of six- and seven-figure earning women, and our purpose is twofold. First, you know, we have to provide inspiration and encouragement to you, our awesome listeners, and practical knowledge that you can apply right now to impact your life and your business positively. And second, we have to provide this platform to promote, acknowledge, and say thank you to the sisters for doing big things. I'm Deborah Hartnett, your host, broadcasting live on the Worldwide Blog Talk Network, and I want to say happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Today is Monday, November 19th, the week of Thanksgiving. Wow, it is time to really, really celebrate, and I hope you're as excited about your future as I am, beginning with the present right now, this moment, because trust me, it is extremely bright no matter how you feel, no matter what you think, and no matter what your eyes see. It is extremely bright. And, you know, we are here every week at the same time. That's Mondays at 12 noon Eastern. So also, we just want to say thank you for spreading the good news about that. Well, this is the week. This is week. Are you all ready? I know after Thanksgiving, you've got those Black Fridays plans, but guess what? It's also going to be on November 24th. That's November 24th. That is something called Small Business Saturday. This November, this is the third year, and it's sponsored by American Express. Between Black Friday and Cyber Monday, this is the absolute day you want to make sure you go shopping to support the small businesses nationwide. That's right. Last year, over 100 million people came together to shop small in their communities on Small Business Saturday. You can visit www.shopsmall.com. Go to Facebook to join the community there at Shop Small. And know what? You can learn about the $25 credit given to the American Express card holders. So go to shopsmall.com. Make sure you and your family shop with a local business there on Saturday on November 24th. Well, we are so very excited about today's show because we are truly grateful and proud to showcase one of our latest authors, interior designer, none other than Miss Sherry Burton Ways. Her resume reads as the ultimate designer. I mean, she makes you want to go right now and build a new house just to have her decorate it. She is the author of Feel Good Spaces, a guide for decorating your home for the body, mind, and spirit. And guess what, y'all? She is one of Amazon's top number one bestsellers. And yes, just learned that she is in Essence this month. How about that? You know, her book is an essential resource for home decorating to create a home that is inviting, peaceful, and full of great energy. You will learn about home decorating ideas to design your home interior with the holistic interior decor principles and personal style without being a feng shui master. And that's what I'm so excited about. And as the principal and CEO of Creative Ways and Solutions, Sherry is a certified feng shui redesigner, certified interior environment coach, interior color therapist and holistic interior designer who designs soul-satisfying spaces. And we are proud that she came to Wealthy Sisters to publish this dynamic book. And I tell you what, we're not going to hold her much longer from you. We're going to take a short break, come right back. And you know when we do that, we want to remind you to follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook under Wealthy Sisters. And if you've got to go, you're at lunch break or whatever, you can download this show and all of our other great shows on iTunes. Yes, free on iTunes. Listen to it on your smartphones there. And we also remind you, if you logged onto the network here on Blog Talk Network, go ahead and click follow so that you can get the reminder about our show. So stay tuned. We come right back after this short break. We're bringing on the dynamic, the fabulous interior designer. I'm telling you, you all going to want to build a new house today. Now, don't start any arguments with your hubby, but I'm telling you, you're going to want to get a new house just to get her there to design. None other than Miss Sherry Ways. Stay tuned.
Business leaders, are you ready to soar? Success is not defined by your wings, but by your courage to leap from the cliff's edge and fly. With Fortune 500 expertise, the Beatty Group partners with creative and motivated leaders, weaving structure and innovation for maximum business success. Visit us at thebeattygroup.com. That's T-H-E-B-A-T-I-E group.com. Or call the Beatty Group at 877-264-7699.
Hi there, this is Bill Lee. I'm a voice talent and I want to work for you. Just email me at bill@billlee.net.
For God so loved the world. We've probably all heard the start to this verse, but what does it really mean in our daily lives?
At FedEx, we understand you want a partner who can help you go global. That's why FedEx delivers next business day by 10:30 a.m. from more major international cities than any other express carrier. FedEx, another day, another dollar saved.
Well, hello and welcome back. We're live here on Wealthy Sisters. Again, happy Thanksgiving to everyone. This is going to be an awesome week. I tell you what, if you feel sad, if you've got, I'm just going to tell you this. Gratitude is being grateful in spite of whatever you might feel. Whatever, even though everything might not be going your way, still be grateful for everything. Trust me, it works. Today I got some news I didn't want to hear, but guess what? I said, you know what? I'm not going to let this change my attitude. And I'm telling you, it's wonderful because I got some great news right after that. So, hey, we're happy to have you on the show today. Tune in. Thank you for being here. And our very special guest, I know, is Miss Sherry Ways, and she's going to share with us today this fabulous book that we had the opportunity to publish here at Wealthy Sisters. And I'm telling you, not only will you want to build a new house, but you might just want to go ahead and redecorate your house you're in now. Sherry, welcome and congratulations. How are you today?
I am so grateful for everything. I'm grateful to you. I'm grateful to Wealthy Sisters. Grateful to be alive and sharing what I can to help heal spaces in people's homes and workplaces. I am just thankful for all my family, friends, and everyone who's been supporting this book. I'm just, you know, overjoyed.
Yes, 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 because it's a process. It has been a process, and you have birthed that baby girl. You have pushed and you pushed and you pushed, and you got that baby out, and I'm telling you, it is growing by leaps and bounds. And, you know, that is just so indicative of how life is, of whenever there is something good, there's always something that's going to try to prevent that, whatever we, you know, care to believe that something might be. It could just be natural law, what have you. But it's always a process to get those things there. And I'm just so excited and happy to hear about the good news with you being in Essence. I mean, we're just jumping all over the place with this show today, because I'm telling you. And you just shared that great news with me. So why don't we just talk about, you know, how you got started in this. Your background was certainly not in interior design. And I think it's really important for our listeners to know that, because there are a lot of people right now who are in that transition phase. So why don't you tell us how you got started, and then we're going to get into this awesome book.
Sure. Really what it came down to was working in an environment that just didn't work for me. I had a 9-to-5 and was working in an industry that was primarily male-dominated. It was in the transportation field. And let me just, you know, tell folks that I don't knock transportation. I think it's a great career, but just didn't work for me. So one of the things that I knew internally within myself was that I was an artist and someone who liked beautifying spaces around me and beautifying my world. I like doing art. I like decorating my home. And my husband and I got married in the late 90s and started, we bought our first home around that time, and I decorated it and really wanted my space to speak to me, so that whenever I came home from work, a hard day of work, I wanted it to just give me a feeling of warmth, comfort, and just overall feeling of protection. So what did I do? I just basically started decorating to reflect me, who I was, who my heritage is, and studied African-American decorating styles, particularly African decorating styles, and started really bringing in the bold colors, the fabrics, and those things into my home. And then it just kind of went from there. We were living in the Baltimore area, and then we moved to the Washington, D.C. area, bought two other homes since we've been here, and did it the same way. And as a result of all of that, we started getting, or I started getting people asking me questions about, oh, I love the way you put this color together and that sofa together, and how did you do that? And my pastor at the time, you know, took me aside and said, you know, I think you're missing your calling. I think you really need to consider interior design, interior decorating. Now, I was like, okay, what do I need to do for this?
How do I do that?
So at the time, I was working my 9-to-5 and trying to figure out my exit strategy. And, you know, it all sounded good to me. So I start looking into taking classes, and would commute to school up in Baltimore at Maryland Institute College of Art in the evenings, and studied interior design. And subsequently was interested in spirituality and how the universe works and how to heal spaces, because I felt that for me personally, my spaces started healing me to the point where I was able to move to a different plane as far as what my career was and where I wanted to go in my life. So, and one of the things that people would say is that the energy of your space just feels so good to me. And little did I know, I was doing a lot of intuitive, what they call feng shui, which is the ancient Chinese art of placement. So I started studying that and became certified in that at the same time, you know, working on my interior design classes and so forth. And in 2006, my husband and I made a decision that I would, you know, do this full time. And it's been a great ride ever since. A lot of lessons learned. You know, didn't know anything about being a business person at that time. There were not as many resources as they are now, and networking groups and things like that that I was exposed to. So I learned the hard way. And, you know, a lot of, you
the
know,
real way.
I could go
like
on forever about lessons that I've learned on that. But, you know, it's been a thrilling ride. And as a result of things that I've learned about healing spaces, color, furniture arrangement, and all of those great things, I started just, you know, it just came to me through some some very special people that I needed to write a guidepost to help people. And I did a lot of workshops. I continue to do them here and there. But a lot of questions start coming up about color, about furniture, about how do I get my space to look a certain way and feel good when I walk into it. So as a result, this book was written and birthed about a year ago as far as starting it, and it's been received very, very well. I'm just really excited about sharing what I have learned in the past 8 to 10 years on my journey to creating spaces that feel good not only for myself but for my clients as well.
As well. And, you know, tell us about the book. What makes this book stand out so, and why do you feel that it has been received so positively from everyone? I mean, you're one of Amazon's top sellers, best sellers there, and you're in Essence, and there's so much more down the pipe that's coming for you. What do you think it is about your book?
Well, I think a couple of things, and it's interesting. I had this conversation with a very good friend of mine a couple days ago. I think that across the nation and as we are going into 2013, we have had a lot of shifts taking place. We had a great election that happened the other day. People are at the point in their lives where they're seeking more, and they're more open in this country to alternative information about how to improve their lives. We saw that several years ago with the book and the movie called The Secret, and a lot of people started kind of looking at life from more of holistic, 10,000 feet high. So I think this book has come out at a time, my book, Feel Good Spaces, has come out at a time where people are just a lot more receptive to looking at life from a healing perspective and a holistic perspective. And I think shows like Oprah Winfrey's own network with the Sunday, Super Soul Sunday.
Don't you love it?
Oh, yes. And, you know, and the types of people that she's introducing to the world of, you know, really great spiritual leaders and authors and writers and lecturers and, you know, whoever. So I think that part of it is the shift in how people are thinking. That's the first thing. And the second thing is that what I'm hearing back from people about the book is that it provides a step-by-step instruction. It makes you sit and reflect on things. It's a practical guide. It's not just something that is just written and you're like, okay, but there's
how
an application to it.
Right.
And a lot of people are, you know, the first thing they say to me, as soon as I read your book, I immediately wanted to change my space. And in one case I know of where someone did that, and the energy of the room that they used as their sacred space, as their feel-good space, was completely different from the rest of their home. And they had to create something going on in the rest of the home to catch up with the home that, or the room rather, that they were able to create using the exercises of the book. So, I mean, I'm just so excited about it. I think people just look at it as something realistic, something that they understand. And quite frankly, Deborah, when I first started writing it, I thought maybe I was writing this book in a level that may have been a little bit difficult for a lot of people to understand. But I am just so surprised when I talk to people that they get it. They get what we're talking about. And that just thrills me that I'm able to minister to people through a book and help create better lives for themselves.
Right, right. And, you know, the title, I believe, and once I was exposed to this concept that everything mm-hmm. is in a name. Everything is in a name. If you look at the meaning of your name, you'll see your personality in your name. Mm-hmm. And the book, Feel Good, just the title itself, those two words, you mentioned it. People are at a point in their lives right now where we've had this shift where there's been like a cloud hovering over, and there's been a lot of challenges for people and everyone, you know, which is why you hear why comedy has really done so well during this time period, because people want to feel good. We want to feel better. So I think you could not have titled your book more appropriately, and definitely timing is absolutely everything. I certainly agree with that. So when someone, by the way, they can go to your website, myfeelgoodspaces.com, myfeelgoodspaces, plural there, myfeelgoodspaces.com, and they can definitely learn about your book. I mean, it's a phenomenal website here. They can order it as well. You've got it on the Kindle version. You can order online through Barnes & Noble. They can order directly from your site. Now, when they order from your site, they'll get an autographed copy. Am I correct?
That is correct.
Okay,
that is correct.
Okay.
So great. I've had a few people order it through Amazon or Barnes & Noble and have come back to me and said, can you sign this? Which I'm happy to do. But if you want the copy signed directly to you, that would be the place to order it directly. But I'm happy to sign it, you know, if you purchase this from elsewhere as well.
All right. And now tell us, a person that's listening to us right now, they might say, well, yes, you know, I really want to change some things around. I might want to decorate, but I don't really know how. And I don't know if my budget is going to allow me to do this. Will your book help them with some strategies on that? And do they have to have a lot of money to be able to do this?
No, they don't at all. Feel Good Spaces is a book about an individual, about the person who is decorating their space. Mm-hmm. And everything in here, the book is written in such a way that it's flexible. Mm-hmm. It's not telling you to go out and buy this or go out and do that. But what it's saying is, here are a menu of opportunities, if you will.
Okay.
To decorate your space with things, for example, that you truly love. And I'm talking about something you already have, for example.
Okay.
Something that you treasure. Something that has been given to you. So that's something that you don't have to go out and purchase. You know, when we're talking about color and painting your favorite color, or using a color that really empowers you as an individual or heals you as an individual, the cost of paint is one of the most low-budget ways to redecorate a space. Just a real, you know, nice way of doing that. When we're talking about thinking about your space from a different perspective of setting intention for it, and creating a vision board for what your ideal space is going to look like and understanding what are those elements in there. Those are all things that you can do to create, you know, your palette of what you want your space to be. And I encourage people to use things that they already have to be able to take a room, a spot, whatever, that's going to be something that of comfort to that person. And you can do all kinds of things within furniture, repurposing furniture, redecorating things that you already have. And so this book is not written with the idea of spending a lot of money. It's really looking at a menu of opportunities and figuring out, based on what you already have and what you want to have, how you can decorate your space to speak to you and not to Architectural Digest, not to your neighbors or to to your grandmother or your mother
right.
or your mother-in-law or your father-in-law. It's about you. So
it's
that's what I think
you.
Is so great about it.
Now, when you talk about painting, I know that, like you said, that is one of the least expensive ways you can change
mm-hmm.
your room and color. Talk about this color therapy, because I know that you have your certification in interior color therapy. What is
right.
that? What is that study or discipline,
okay. well,
shall I say?
Sure. Color therapy is simply healing with color.
Okay.
So we basically, as a color therapist, I essentially find out from an individual what are some things that are going on with that person.
Mm-hmm.
Is there high blood pressure? Are they feeling stressed and they need more time to meditate or what have you? It could be a physical ailment. It could be something that's going on in their lives. There may be depression, whatever. And I try to match what I feel a good color would be, particularly in a room that person spends a lot of time in, such as the bedroom or a home office or a study or someplace like that, and help them be able to ascertain various colors for that space that will create something special for them. And I do that in several different ways. One way that I do it is by using a system called the Cairo color system, which was invented by a clairvoyant at the turn of the century, the 20th century, where you use your birth date to determine what your personal development color is. And I always encourage people to use that color. And it may not be a color that you really like.
Mm-hmm.
It may not even be your favorite color. But
mm-hmm.
if you use touches of that color, whether it's through an accessory or a window treatment or even an accent wall, it is supposed to help you with your personal development. So that's one way I do it. A second way that I do it is by using what we call your natal chart in feng shui. So basically, going back to your birth date, again, I do a Chinese astrology chart to understand the date and time that you were born, and based on that, understanding what the five elements are in feng shui and which elements you're missing and which ones you need more of. So then based on the elements, for example, if I am a person who is a weak fire person, the fire color is the color red, I would try to increase a little bit of red elements into the space to kind of bring up that particular element for a person.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it's just basic color psychology, color therapy kinds of things. Like, for example, if we look at the color blue, blue is a calming color, and it's gender neutral. So that means that males and females can relate to that color. And it's associated with tranquility, calmness, trust, and loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
So it also slows the heartbeat, lowers blood pressure, eases stress, and enables us to breathe more deeply. So this is a color that I would introduce to someone who may be having some high blood pressure issues. And saying, hey, you know, maybe if we look at certain tints or colors of blue in this room, it might help you a little bit become a little bit calmer, along with your regular healing and medical regimen if you're on high blood pressure pills and so forth. So
right.
basically what we're doing is marrying the medical healing and health fields with a complementary environment that's going to also heal you as well. So we're
right.
using color for that
right.
in those instances.
Now,
so,
now
mm-hmm.
let me ask you, the apologies, cut you off there, but
yeah.
let me ask you, what when you talk about colors like black and pinks, what off the top, what does that color do? Like, I know that's a common color that's used a lot, or hot pinks, or is that something,
well,
can someone go in your book and learn about the colors, per se, or is it
yeah.
is it something that they can Google to learn? What,
Yeah, I mean, for example, you mentioned the color black. You know, black mm-hmm. is a multidimensional color. It is associated with power, sophistication, mm-hmm. formality, elegance, wealth, mystery, style, and mm-hmm. professionalism. So in my book, I have various colors broken down, such as black, blue, brown, green, red, et cetera. And I basically provide just really basic information about what those colors mean. You know, for example, orange, enthusiastic, it's a balancing color, purple, soothing and tranquil. So there's a little things in here that provides a lot of great information. Now, the color pink, for example, is great when we're looking at feng shui and we're trying to bring a relationship in our lives, particularly in the bedroom. The color pink is a great color for that.
It what represents... you need to color pink? Are you supposed to color the wall pink?
Oh, well, you can use some kind of representation of pink. It could uh-huh. be the walls. It could be uh-huh. artwork. It could be flowers. It could be anything, but
okay.
if it's placed properly in a space, particularly a bedroom or any other space, if we're looking at what we call the feng shui map called the Bagua, which has various life stations, I like to say,
okay.
and you know where to position that, you know, the color pink is very important. Also, it is a good color to be used in other situations, particularly if you're dealing with hyperactive children and things like that. You know, pink is one of those interesting colors that can help with,
you know. And
you
break that down in the book. Like,
now,
what?
I don't have pink in
okay.
there, but I
okay.
do break down various other colors,
okay.
the main colors that we see each and every day. But
okay.
as part of my design work, I do work with other colors. And one of the things, too, is that I'm getting more and more into is what we call the seven chakras, which
mm-hmm.
are these energy
mm-hmm.
centers in our bodies,
mm-hmm.
and understanding, based on those chakras, what colors are healing as well for those. So there's
book,
so many
huh?
layers to this. That is, you know, and I didn't even get to all of that in the book. That's probably the next book, but
yeah,
but but yes, we do talk about basic colors. We talk about the color wheel
mm-hmm.
and how to create combinations of colors, because a
mm-hmm.
lot of times people, you know, as a designer, I find that color is one of the biggest areas, color and decluttering.
Mm-hmm.
Which is another whole chapter in the book,
mm-hmm.
are like the most frequently asked questions that I get in what I do, is how
mm-hmm.
to work with those two things.
Because mm-hmm. mm-hmm. clutter is, talk about that, because do you think sometimes we can be in denial with the clutter? And notice I said we. I was just throwing some things away today. It's like, why have I kept this? I was
right.
looking for something else and came across this other stuff. It's like, why? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, clutter is just such a – and I'm going to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I fight it too. I am constantly reorganizing my space. But, you know, there's such a big relationship between clutter and energy and what's happening in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't realize it until we break it down in a certain way. Like, for example, I know a very, very close friend of mine who has been feeling a little bit stuck, a little bit depressed, and so forth. And then, you know, when we start working together and I looked in her home, I noticed that there was a lot of clutter. And
mm-hmm.
I said, you know, clutter is energy. That's
mm-hmm.
blocked energy.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're feeling stuck, take a look at your space. If you're feeling depressed, take a look at your space. Do you have a lot of clutter? You got a lot of things going around. Maybe you're feeling you can't finish a project. You're procrastinating.
Right.
Those
right.
are signs that not just whatever's happening with you from a spiritual and metaphysical sense, but what is happening in your environment that may be creating that kind of situation for you.
Mm-hmm.
So decluttering is so important. And in my book, in chapter 3, it's Create a Clean and Clutter-Free Space. We talk about clutter and energy, what that means, what are the causes of clutter, how do we work with clutter or work with decluttering our spaces to create better lives for ourselves. And I have also a little exercise in there that talks about how to declutter to feel good, and categorizing the things that you have and figuring out what is actually working for you, what is not working for you, what is it that you have not used in over a year that needs
right.
to go, what
right.
are some things that have been given to you as gifts and those things. And that actually really kind of leads to the Essence article that came out this month in the December 2012. It talks about getting to joy.
Right.
And there's 10 things in here. And number 8 is the one I contributed. It's hard, and it says make space. It's
make
hard
space.
To feel serene when you're drowning in stuff.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So
right.
it's, understanding what we need to do to purge things that are no longer serving us. And sending a short little prayer as you let go and release those things that are no longer serving you. So, so clutter is a big, big piece to creating feel-good spaces. It's probably
yes.
one of the most, if not the most important.
Yes, yes, yes. Now tell us about, I know I love the picture and at the front of your book of this
mm-hmm.
statue here. Tell us about why you put that picture here. What does it mean?
Wow.
The photo by Kia Taylor.
That's the first
Taylor.
Time anyone has ever asked
uh-huh.
me. That's awesome. To me, when I'm thinking of a feel-good space,
mm-hmm.
I'm looking at something that's light and airy. You see the color blue there
mm-hmm.
and the color yellow. Well, it's kind of an off yellow, kind of greenish color.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice, free, open colors. You see the space is decluttered. It's very
right.
simple. You got a nice dash of color with the flowers there. It's just, and that bringing in the purple, which is also a meditative healing color, it just represents what I feel a feel-good space is. And I think whenever I give this book out and I'm at a signing or something, somebody always says, oh, I love the design.
Yes.
I think it just speaks to what feel-good spaces are all about. Very
right.
zen, clean, airy, where air and good energy circulates, and that whenever you walk into that space, you feel energized. You feel
right.
good.
Now that's on the cover.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about the statue. When you open the book and you see the wooden, the picture of the wooden statue there, the photo by Kia Taylor.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
It's hear no evil, see no evil.
Uh-huh.
Speak no
uh-huh.
evil. And
uh-huh.
actually that was a wooden carving that I placed in a yoga studio. A very good
mm-hmm.
friend of mine was designed. I helped or actually designed her yoga studio when she first started out, and I placed that
mm-hmm.
in her space there. And mm-hmm. it just represented for me this feeling of total openness and total freedom and understanding what a feel-good space is. And it's basically saying to you that, it's not about what you see or hear or whatever from other people. This is about you. This is more of an internal process.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, that's what that carving represents in that photo. So I just really love it because it just kind of gives that mood. It sets the space. It sets the pace for the
book. And it sets the tone for the book, right.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it does. Because I think it kind of says to me, like, you know, read this with an open mind.
Exactly.
You know, don't prejudge, you know, the information. Because that was the other thing I was going to say to you when you're talking about color. I know some people that are listening to this, they might say, what, birthday color, what, you know, how do you, okay,
yeah.
they're talking some of that stuff. Here we go. So now you're saying color, how that's going to heal me, you know. What do you say to the person that's thinking like that and they're still actually listening to you right now? They didn't hang up on us. What do you say? You know, is there, how do we know that there's some validity to what you're saying in this dynamic phenomenon and discipline of you know, the color therapy and feng shui with the placement? What do you say to the skeptics who that don't really want to be a skeptic about it? You know, I believe people are skeptic because they haven't had enough of, you know, truth to come true for them. That's why my personal belief as to why people can be skeptic on a lot of things. But you share with me. What do you say to that skeptic?
That's a good question. I think that, you know, one of the things I try to educate and whenever I'm talking about feng shui or any of these things is first that I'm going to start with this. Feng shui in and of itself is an ancient Chinese art of placement. It's 6,000 years old.
Chinese.
Right. So, but it's not a religion.
Right.
Okay. And I know some of our, you know, some of us Christians, I'm a Christian myself. I believe that you create a space that speaks to you. And that's what this book is all about. Mm-hmm. If there's symbols, things that from your religious practice that feels comfortable to you, use that. You
and
know,
that's what you talk about in Chapter 7, about personalizing the
space. Exactly.
Uh-huh,
So when we're talking about birth dates and things like that, you know, it's funny. I've had people in my workshops, I've encountered people, when I start talking about that, even though they may be very strong in how they believe and what they think, they're very curious.
Mm-hmm.
And when I begin to say, you know, color therapy was something that was used by the ancient Egyptians to heal their sick.
Mm-hmm.
This is going, this ain't nothing new. This is no new age stuff. This is stuff, and I talk about it in the book.
Right.
Various examples of various cultures around the globe who have used a lot of these concepts and how they use them. That and it begins to hit home that, you know, healing. These are all things that we read about in the Bible, what Jesus has done.
Mm-hmm.
And we begin to look at it. I really encourage people to look at it from a lens that they truly can understand. And I've had that same thing, Deborah. I've had someone read this book, and they just were, they were confused by it. They weren't sure which way to go and so forth. And once I began... Once we begin to talk about things like stress-free workplace, okay, for example, and use some of these concepts to create a stress-free workplace, then people understand. If we're talking about becoming overall happy, being a better person, and then you start talking about decluttering and colors and things like that, and when you start exploring, okay, what is your favorite color? And that person might say, oh, well, I always love the color orange. Well, let's see, what does orange mean? Orange means this.
Right.
And so in my book, I don't necessarily talk about, as a matter of fact, I don't talk about at all the use of or take the reader through an exercise of using their birth date or anything else. I keep it very light and keep it very general. I may have talked about an example of how I've done that for a client, But everything in there is nothing that would scare anyone,
you know,
or make them feel like, wow, what is she talking about? Where is she going with this? Because I've had people from all faiths and walks of life read this and understand and get where I'm going with it. And all I can say is, just like if we are working with something, the miraculous election of our president, you know, a lot of people have had to change their minds about how they viewed leadership, right?
Right.
So all I'm asking is open your mind to how you view decorating your space.
Right.
And understand that what we're talking about here are things that have been in place for thousands and thousands of
years. Before we were even thought of.
Exactly.
Way
and
that.
It's now coming to being, but it's nothing to be scared of.
Right, exactly.
It's just a new paradigm, a new shift that's happening in the world today.
Well,
and
advertising and marketing been using these fundamentals when you talk about colors and you talk about, I mean, when you go into the mall, you go into stores or grocery stores, they have a certain pace of music. Things are set up through the psychology of what will make people feel more comfortable to purchase, the smells that are, you know, emitted throughout. All of that is a part of it. So it's definitely very real. And I know they need to get this book. Go to myfeelgoodspaces.com. You have to get this book. You will love really learning more about some of the things we just talked about from chapter 6 to identify your comfortable furnishings and arrangements. And you talk about, I know, in there the Eastern philosophies of furniture arrangement.
Oh, yeah.
And and the whole thing with choosing the right furniture and how maybe you're stressed because maybe the bed that you're in is not the right bed for you.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? So, yeah, that's great. That's great. Now, tell us a little bit more. When you started writing this book, you had the idea of keeping it, you know, simple and practical, which but you also spoke in the language that people could, like you said, you were wondering maybe would they be able to understand, and you found that it's been a very good read for everyone. And by the way, the book is perfectly sized. You can purchase it, put it in your purse or your briefcase with no problems. It's not very heavy. It's just a real good, easy read. It's perfect for that. But tell us more about how a person can get to what they like. Would they read this book? Will it help them know? Because some people don't really even know, have never even stopped to think, oh, do I really like this? Or, you know, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some people
busy. Yeah, in one of the earlier chapters, I take the reader through creating a vision board exercise. So basically it's saying, okay, come through magazines, your websites, all kinds of things. You will see colors, furniture styles, photos from your favorite vacation, all those kinds of things. And just put them on a board and just kind of lay them out and see if there's some things that resonate with you or you see some common themes. So that's a really great exercise to begin to think about what colors you like, what furniture you like, what your design style is, and all of those great things. I also have another chapter that I talk about what they call the five senses and how to represent those things into your space as well. So I think that, and I give just various examples of how to do that by, you know, if sound, for example, what's your favorite music? Do you like jazz music, classical, urban, contemporary? Integrate that in your space. What is your favorite scent? You know, you've got these candles out here that smell like apple pie, for example. Put that in there. These are things that are just so random and simple that people can kind of relate to without feeling like they have to be expert designers, you know, and you know, all of us have been to, a lot of us have been to model homes and seen things that we like. Take pictures of them. You know, if it's just something about that mantelpiece that you liked, the way they put the candles up there, or a mirror, or, you know, we have these smartphones these days. We can take pictures. We can do videos and everything else of that we like. You know, use those items if you are given permission to, of course.
Right.
I think that, you know, the number one thing is when you're coming through design magazines and what you see, there's pictures and stuff. I mean, I think everyone can resonate with looking at something and saying, I don't like this, but I like that. Or I love that. Or it could be,
you know,
in a friend's house or at a furniture store or whatever. So I make it simple by creating a vision board. And I also try to, you know, help the reader think about things such as creating the intention for the space. And what I mean by that is understanding what is your purpose. For what it is that you want that space to be. Do you want it to be a prayer space, a meditation space, a reading space, an entertainment space? You know, what is it that you want it to be?
A man cave for our male listeners who are tuned in.
Exactly, the man cave, exactly. And, you know, once you understand what you want the space to be, then all those other things come easily to you to be able to create that vision board of what it is that you would like that space to be and begin to start researching where I can find various items, or if I have some of these things in my home, you know, how can I integrate them?
I think when they read this book, which is just a phenomenal book, they will be able to come to the conclusion from everything that you've said here on the show today and from reading it that we're creating a feel-good space that speaks to us. Like you said, it doesn't have to no magazine or no designer or no one can tell us what to like. I think one of the greatest things I took away from your twin sister, by the way, she has a twin sister who is also an artiste. who is an art curator, and you have to tune into the show. We interviewed her as well, and you know, one of the things I took away from her interview was that when you're collecting art, you're used to seeing on the movies, the fancy movies, and people, you know, they know what this piece is. And it's not about that. It's about what we like. No one can tell us what's appropriate and what's really not. Of course, there are certain patterns there. But,
right. And you really want to, and I show you how to follow, you know, some of the basic rules. But I think that I know somebody challenged me on this several months ago. They said, you know, well, if you're creating a space that you like, what if I don't like it when I walk in? My response to that is, it's not about you.
Right.
Because the joy and enthusiasm that an individual has about his or her space based on the way they decorate it, it's contagious. You're not going to, if your energy is high, if my energy is high and I am feeling good about myself, I'm feeling good about the space I'm in, what is that going to do? That's going to start transferring and touching other people. So, you know, while a color on the wall may not be one that you would prefer in your home, but because of the energy, the love, and all those feelings when you walk into that space that's created from that, you wouldn't dare criticize it.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
I have been in places where I personally wouldn't do this or that or the other, but it works for them.
Oh, yeah.
And they feel good about it.
It's just like seeing outfits on people that you know.
Yeah.
Maybe, okay, I wouldn't wear that, but they look good in it because it's, you know, and you can see exactly what you said, that energy. It's the energy that you could see, the enthusiasm and the joy, you know, that person has. And you can celebrate that for someone else. It doesn't have to be, like you said, it's not about you.
Right. I'm not going to be a Debbie Downer.
Right, right,
on that.
Right.
Because mm-hmm. they are happy.
Mm-hmm.
They're happy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what
right.
this book is all about, is feeling good and being happy.
That's right.
In
and
your
feel
environment.
Good spaces. That's right. And they can go to your website, myfeelgoodspaces.com. You're in Essence. For December, for those who've just joined us, you're tuned in to Sherry Burton Way. She's the interior designer and author, we're proud to say, a Wealthy Sister Publishing House author of her fabulous book, Feel Good Spaces. Yes, you have to get this book. You can definitely go to her website, like I said, Feel Good Spaces, a guide to decorating your home for body, mind, and spirit. And it's just also available on Amazon as well, the Kindle version. We've got it. We've got it here for you today. Sherry, I tell you, the time has gone by so fast.
I know.
It goes every week.
Deborah, can I mention
yes.
one more thing? If
sure.
Just
can.
A second.
Sure. Sure,
you
sure.
mentioned at the opening of your show the Small Business Saturday.
Yes.
And I wanted to say that my next book signing, if the listeners are in the Washington, D.C. area, will be at Metamorphosis Boutique this Saturday
yeah.
from 12 to 4 in Silver Spring, Maryland.
Uh-huh.
And we're doing this in celebration of Small Business Saturday. So if those of you who can come out and chat with me, I'd be love to share more about the book and sign it and all those great things. So I think that was just really timely that you mentioned Small Business Saturday. So I just
oh, yes.
wanted to mention
yes,
that.
Yes, yes. And Sharon has a fabulous boutique over there.
Oh,
she
yes,
is
she does.
A
yes.
great resource in the community. She hosts several book signings there, and she has a collection of attire that you will not find anywhere else. She really has an eye for that.
Oh, yeah.
So you definitely want to go, as we are encouraging everyone to support Small Business Saturday, this Saturday, November 24th. And you can also be able to meet Sherry Burton Ways. Yes.
Yes.
And get that book there, get it signed by her, and get a picture with her, because I'm telling you, you got to see her now, because you won't be able to catch her real soon now. I better get the autograph now.
Oh,
you
make,
will have
you
her people
so
calling
joy.
Your people before now. I know you won't do that.
It makes a great Christmas gift as well.
That's right. It does. It does. It really does. So wonderful, wonderful. Well, it has been a real thrill to have you on the line today and have you on the show. What would you like to leave our audience with today? Any final thoughts you'd like to share with them?
I would just like to share that, you know, whatever it is that you do, whatever it is that you are, or whatever is going on in your life at this moment in time, know that in addition to other resources, your home can be a healing place for you as well. And remember that, and put that as part of your plan to increase and empower your life in the near future. So with that, and I am here to help anyone if they want to give me a call. I have an 800 number, 888-280-8318, if they, you know, have some questions about feng shui or healing interiors.
Give that again,
888-280-8318.
All right.
And I would be happy to assist anyone anywhere in the country. We do have virtual design services where you just send us a photo and tell us what your budget is, and we can recreate something for you and send it back with some suggestions based
All
on your
right.
budget.
Dynamic.
So we have a sale going on right now. You can get that done for under $500 before the end
wow.
of the year.
Awesome, awesome. And,
so,
and when they go to your site, they can learn more about that there. And
yeah.
You're on Facebook and Twitter. Sherry,
oh, yeah.
thank you so much.
Thank you, Deborah.
For coming
I've just
on
enjoyed this.
And giving us the opportunity to be a part of this fabulous book. This fabulous book. It's just such a joy. So thank you. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
And we look forward to so much more from you and for you as well. So once again, want to wish everyone a wonderful and blessed Thanksgiving time. Remember to be full of gratitude in spite of whatever you think you don't have that you still want. It starts with, again, being grateful for everything. So stay tuned next week. We'll be back with another dynamic show. Thank you, as always. We're so, so grateful to you for tuning in to us every week and downloading the shows. I tell you, you all are just phenomenal, the absolute best audience. So as we say, we want to wish you and yours the best of everything great. We'll see you next week. Happy Thanksgiving.
This has been another episode of Wealthy Sisters, brought to you by the Professional Black Woman, turning your concepts into cash. Join Deborah Hardnett, our host next week, as she interviews another powerful, progressive, and positive sister, and visit us on the web at www.wealthysisters.com. That's www.wealthysistas.com.
How to have fun, anytime, anywhere. Step 1. Go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step 2. Collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step 3. Play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step 4. Unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.